Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Border Management Authority says it will extend its operating hours in high-volume ports of entry during the busiest days of the festive season. The BMA briefed the media in Pretoria today on their festive season plans and also presented a report on the authority's work in the second quarter of this financial year. Commissioner Dr. Michael Masiapato says they'll be clamping down on illegal immigration at our ports of entry. He said Lesotho, Zimbabwe and Mozambique accounted for the highest number of illegal entries in the second quarter. Masiapato says they'll working closely with Home Affairs to process travellers coming in and out of the country this festive.
All inward travellers to avoid bringing products such as meat, fruits or any other regulated goods, particularly those travelling through our land ports, is not allowed to enter the jurisdiction. In those instances, unfortunately, we will be offloading all of those and get them destroyed.
eThekwini Municipality has provided clarity on a video circulating online showing what appears to be a gas explosion in the Durban CBD. In a statement, the city says the incident was not gas-related, but rather the result of electrical cable arcing. NewsWatch's Simpiwe Gumede has more.
The incident took place at the corner of Dorothy Nyembe and Anton Limbede streets. Cable arcing refers to when an electrical discharge or spark occurs when electricity jumps between damaged conductors. The city says the spark and visible flare shown in the video stemmed from minor cable damage and not from aging infrastructure. No injuries, fatalities or disruptions to electricity supply in the area were reported. The municipality says its energy management team was able to contain the situation. Simpiwe Kumete, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And abroad, the Venezuelan army has sworn in more than 5,000 new soldiers. President Nicolas Maduro has called for stepped-up military recruitment as the United States deploys a fleet of warships and the world's largest aircraft carrier to the Caribbean under the pretext of combating drug trafficking. American forces have carried out deadly strikes on at least 22 vessels, killing at least 83 people. Washington has accused Maduro of leading the alleged Cartel of the Suns, which it declared a terrorist organization last month. But Maduro believes the American deployment aims to overthrow him and seize the country's oil reserves. On the weather front, back home, northwestern KZN is under a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms today. Tomorrow, the same alert is in place for western KZN. The weather office has also issued an advisory for extremely uncomfortable conditions in the extreme east tomorrow, except the southeastern parts. Durban, Kokstad and the Berg reach a high of 29 degrees, Ulundi and Richards Bay 34, Mooi River, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle 31, Ladysmith 32 and 28 for Margate. Morning swells are reaching 1.5 meters at the Durban beach with sunrise at 12 minutes to 5. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Tamasha Kanyi.